Rebecca Bonner's on the phone line. She's a Texas elementary school teacher. She's turned her students' artwork into a dress. She is the most valuable person on the planet on WGN Radio this morning. Rebecca, John Williams here. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm great.
We may keep this conversation a little shorter than we originally planned because we're dealing with a troubling situation here. And you are an elementary school teacher, right?
Yes. I'm at work right now.
In Highland Village, Texas. Tell us what happened there.
Well, about a year ago, I was having my end-of-the-year art show, and I'd seen a couple ideas on Facebook about decorating dresses for different occasions. And I thought it would be fun for my kids to get excited about coming to the art show to decorate my dress, and so they would have, you know, to come to the art show and show not only their artwork off, but also the artwork that I was wearing off. So that worked out really good. So this year for our district art show, I decided to wear it again to, you know, show them that they could come to the district art show and they would see me in the dress again because they always asked me to wear it again. And my daughter took a picture and posted it on, I think it was Twitter. I didn't even know. And then she called me the next day and she was like, hey, you might want to get on Twitter. So that's pretty much how it happened.
So then you go kind of viral, huh?
Yeah, I mean, kind of within that weekend, I wasn't really, like I said, I have a Twitter account, but I hadn't been really active on it. And so I kind of got back on and started watching the Twitter numbers go up. And then, of course, it went to other social media outlets as well. So, yeah, it kind of went viral. So, and it was kind of shocking.
And so you teach about 580 students ages 3 to 11, is that correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
And did they all ages contributed to the dress?
Yes, we have some guidelines like, you know, keep it as small as the palm of your hand and don't draw on other people's work and school appropriate things that I might like. So there was some coaching there, but yeah, pretty much everybody had a chance to go and draw. I had it out for about 2 weeks on a back table with all the Sharpies and fabric markers. And, you know, I kind of walked back there and keep an eye on things, but for the most part, they took care of business and decorated it.
You know, I think a real nice takeaway from this story, I mean, everybody's March Madness, and you're talking to a studio full of people that like sports. I don't think we do enough to celebrate art. Mm-hmm. If I were king, I would make sure every school had a full-time art teacher. I think that is...
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Think about it. Some kids can't play basketball, don't want to play football, but they have an artistic bent.
Exactly.
We should embrace that, and I think this viral dress really does that.
Well, and my experience as a child, I didn't have art until I moved to Kansas when I was in third grade, and I only had it for 1 year and then moved away back to Arkansas, didn't have it again, and then actually moved out of the country and had art again, and took art from probably sixth grade on and never stopped. But, you know, I remember sitting in that third grade room when we had art for the very first time and thinking, oh my gosh, I hit the jackpot. You know, I actually have an art teacher and I get to do this in school. It was pretty awesome. So,
It's also an awesome example of collaboration and what we can all do together and make something beautiful that wasn't planned or, you know, it's and not perfection.
Right.
That's nice because you think all the things, all the life lessons we think we learn from sports, you could learn from a creative art teacher.
Yeah.
Let's collaborate. Let's work together. Let's do something we can all, you know, feel victorious about. And if you have not yet, look at Rebecca Bonner, the Texas elementary school teacher's dress online. Congratulations, Rebecca. Thanks for that. And what lucky kids to have a teacher like that, huh?